Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast for...
Oh, are you with me?
That's the angry Scotsman.
Oh, I don't know if you're ready for an entire week of an angry Scotsman.
Oh, we are.
There's that. There's group therapy where Penny's just dealing with some money issues, doesn't know when to spring that on her new boyfriend.
Yeah, that can be an awkward conversation. Plus, dude knowledge and more. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So, sports action, the NCAA men's basketball tournament. You know, if you picked a Final Four that included two number ones, a number two, and a number three, you're pretty good. However, the number ones, the number two, and the number three might be different than your bracket. Arizona, Michigan, they're going to be facing off for a shot at the national championship. They're both number ones in their region, right?
Sure.
Thank you, Kelly, for just going along.
It sounds right. I don't know.
Yeah. Illinois ended up ending Iowa's little Cinderella story. And they are going to face UConn, who's number two.
Who took down Duke. That was crazy.
In the last second.
72-70, Duke, 10 seconds to go. Get it into Boozer, back for Sarr, ahead, Boozer, that ball deflected and stolen by Mullins.
Okay, so let me describe what just happened here, because Duke had the ball, and they hit a free throw. The inbound.
UConn hit an in, but they
inbounded the ball
with 10 seconds.
UConn stole it.
Yes.
And so then they had it with, like, the time was running out.
Caravan, 2 seconds. Mullins tosses it up. Oh!
Hits a three-pointer.
UConn goes in front.
Yeah, so UConn ends up winning thanks to that three-pointer at the end of the game.
And Duke, I think it was a freshman that shot that.
Yeah, and Duke had been winning by 19 points.
Yeah, they had a sizable lead.
UConn
came back, and then that stunning shock. And then I'm sitting there, and listen, as a mother, I feel so bad for the kid who got it stolen and made that turnover that ended up costing them the game in the NCAA tournament.
It happens.
You don't think about that in the pros, but with college kids, especially... They're just
nice young boys. That's
they're just sweet boys. They were just trying to win.
Yeah. In other sporting
news,
although
I do realize I was just saying that about Duke.
Yeah,
you're right. We don't care.
Right, don't care. In other sporting news, the Louisville Kings, the inaugural football team,
Louisville showed out.
It was sold out. Sold out for Lynn, and we ended up losing 15-13. So
that's tough.
It was tough, but my daughter ended up going there with her boyfriend, and she said they left before the end of the game because it was just, quote, too cold.
It was a little chilly.
I'm like, all right, well, I get it, I guess. So yeah, Louisville Kings end up losing their inaugural game.
Some great moments. It looked like people had a
football.
Lot of fun.
Yep. It'll be cool once the weather starts to warm up and everything. That'll definitely be a fun place to go and watch some sports. So there you go, a little sports action there for you on 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So this was kind of unexpected and amazing. I grew up watching Days of Our Lives.
Okay.
Like this whole storyline with Deirdre Hall, she played Marlena.
Mm-hmm.
She gets possessed, turns into like.
I mildly remember that.
I wasn't a huge
Days of Our Lives fan or watcher, but I caught a few episodes when I was in college, and I think I remember the whole gargoyle thing or whatever.
Yes. It was really weird demon. And at that point, that was kind of when I jumped off the train.
Oh.
Because I was like, come on now. But Ryan Gosling, like, looked at that as a masterclass in acting.
Okay.
And he talked about it on a podcast recently. Deirdre Hall saw it and invited him to the set.
Soap opera actors in general,
yeah,
they do not get the love they deserve. When Marlena Deidre Hall gets possessed, it was an incredible acting class.
Hi, Ryan. This is an open invitation to visit the Days of Our Lives set. Nobody will be possessed.
Deidre Hall, are you kidding me? Yes, I will be there to thank you in person for being my OG acting inspiration.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's funny.
It's so unexpected and just another reason to love Ryan Gosling. He says, yeah, you know, soap stars, you don't realize they have like 10 pages of dialogue they have to memorize for the next day and they get like one take.
Right.
And they're impossible scenarios.
That's
like
funny.
Being possessed and turning into a demon.
Gotta try to keep the audience engaged, right?
Yes, but they do. I mean, when you have a storyline that goes on for decades and decades and decades, sometimes they're going to get a little wackadoo.
Right. And, right. They have to, right?
And so he was just like, you know what? She pulled that off. So you can see the whole exchange at WDJX.com.
What would you do if you had a nearly unlimited access to chocolate? Well, this is our setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
I mean, it's an example of what not to do, but I'm super excited to hear about it.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing 12 tons of Kit Kats, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow! That's a lot of Kit Kats.
Yeah, it was a truck traveling between Italy and Poland. Why you gotta break it? Your mama's heart! the truck contained 413,000 units of their new, like, Kit Kat chocolate. It's not like the original Kit Kat. It's like some
new flavor.
Yeah, new Kit Kat from CBS.
They were not ordinary Kit Kat bars. They were chocolate Kit Kat bars that are shaped like Formula One racing cars. More than 12 tons of them. Nestle, the parent company, says the truck was leaving one site, heading to distribution centers across Europe. Nestle says the theft isn't going to impact any availability in stores. Police are still looking for the truck and the thieves responsible.
Yeah, so the...
Wow.
They haven't found anything yet. The spokesperson for Nestle said, we've always encouraged people to have a break with Kit Kat. But it seems thieves have taken message too literally.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, they're like, hey, you're going to be able to tell if you if you're a store and you acquire like some of these ill-gotten Kit Kats because of the UPC barcode will be easy to track.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, what are you going to do with 12 tons of Kit Kats? Who is going to black market Kit Kat dealers to get their Kit Kat bars?
It's a really good question.
like
I mean,
you know,
could throw some really great parties, well-stocked parties.
Hey, I hear you wanting some Kit Kat bars.
Yeah.
You know what? I might have something for you. Tell you what, these are shaped like Formula One F1 racing. Hey, I know it's a baby shower, but you know what? It could work.
Your guests will really love it.
Your guests will love it.
Yeah, no, okay. Interesting, though. Yeah, I don't know if people fully... This has to be like a rabid chocolate fan, right? Because how in the world these are specially shaped. What's your plan with this? What are you going to do with it? You're right. Like, can you translate? What's the path to turning that into cash?
Yeah, so if you get on eBay and you find a bunch of these Formula One Kit Kat bars, know that they were probably from this story.
Okay.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing 12 tons of Kit Kats, then you're doing okay.
Wow.
Hey.
That's much.
You look like you could use a Kit Kat.
Hey, come over to my van. I got some puppies car-shaped Kit Kats.
I got some stuff you might be interested in.
This is great.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. That's your setting the bar story. Can I just... From... WHAS 11, I-65 closure.
The two-month closure of I-65 in Louisville this summer.
June 1st, 2 months, I-65 closed in downtown.
Oh, no.
The closure will be 5 miles long as 3 aging overpasses are replaced.
Are you kidding me? Traffic is already a nightmare. Can you even?
I mean, I get it. Sounds like there needs to be some work done. When you say aging overpass, I mean, we want that fixed.
Yes.
It's between the Watterson and downtown Louisville at Jefferson Street. Uh-huh. That red part stretch of the interstate is expected to close on Monday, June 1st, and reopen on August 1st.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a lot of time. Oh, it takes a lot of time.
So I guess the good news is like school is going to be out. So maybe that will make it a little bit better.
Well, work's not going to be out for a lot of people.
No, work's not going to be out at all. Here's a spokesperson for the Department of Transportation.
Without the closure, we would be talking about a full additional year of lane restrictions and construction delays on I-65. So by having the full closure, we are giving the crews they need to get in and out, accomplish a tremendous amount of work, and reopen that interstate to two lanes of traffic in each direction just as quickly as possible.
Oh, my God.
I love the spin they try to put on it. Like, this is a good thing. It's good to do it like this because this is why. And I get it. That work is not something you can do in a week.
Yeah, you can.
I get that.
You can see the map at 997DJX on our stories. But it is much.
It's like, okay, if you have to, it's like, do you just move or get a new job at this point?
Yeah, it's like,
bad.
You're like, this is going to inconvenience me for 3 months. I'm out.
I'm out.
So, yeah, between the Watterson and downtown, beginning June 1st, expected to reopen on August 1st. That is the expected date to reopen. We all know how this goes.
So, exactly. Now, listen,
we all know.
Are they putting it in tangible terms? Like, listen, if this is your route, this is what it's going to mean for the time it's going to take you. Have they done that?
Well, they said that what they want you to do is to take the Shawnee or the I-264 around the city.
Okay.
So if you like get off on one of the exits there in downtown on 65, they want you just to go around the city and
Feels way longer
and enter
than your normal route.
The city via like 22nd Street, 9th Street, 3rd Street, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Amanda texts in and says, should we take bets on the actual time of completion? Yeah. I don't know if I don't know if that's gonna be a good one or not.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So prayers. For all of us,
T's and P's,
who have to commute into downtown,
and have a new level of patience. You're gonna have to achieve a new level of patience.
We can do this. We can do this, right? We can do this.
Sure.
We can achieve that level of patience, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! I literally saw this on Friday, and I maybe forgot about the original like story about it, but they were like, it's 65 days away until the closure of I-65. And I was like, wait, what? You're closing I-65 for three months?
Yeah. Like, no, it felt like a nightmare. And maybe we were all like, they're just going to come up with something different to do. Maybe they weren't serious about that. Right.
Right. Anyways, we'll keep you posted on that, but T's and P's for everyone in Louisville. On 99.7 DJX. All right, so our listener Penny in a little financial trouble and wanting to know when to clue her boyfriend in. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
This Penny?
It is, yes. Hi.
Thanks for allowing us to give you a call on this. Can you just kind of tell us what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I just need a little bit of guidance here, and I love you guys, so I'm really happy you're helping me with this.
Well, thank you.
Basically, I just need some help because I've been dating this guy, and it's been almost a year, and it's really going well. I really like him. He's just, he's a good guy. He's, like, genuine. He has his whole life together, and it's going well, so.
Okay.
But, like, for him, okay, financially, he's really got his stuff together. Like, he's responsible, he's really stable, good credit, that whole thing.
Sure.
But me, not so much.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have a lot of debt just from over the years, and my credit score is bad, and I'm working really hard to get it all on track. I have a full-time job. have a part-time job also, and I'm, like, still struggling.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's just, I don't know, it's just been big purchases over the years and times where I wasn't employed and stuff, but I'm working on it. But
okay.
Here's the thing. I'm like, okay, I just want to say this is not to ask him for help. That's not what this is about.
Okay.
But I feel like when we're dating, you know, and we're trying to figure out if there's a future there or if it's getting serious, I'm starting to feel like, should I let him know what my situation looks like sooner rather than later?
Oh, so you're thinking I need to give him a heads up before we start talking about our future?
Yeah, like, I'm not really saying that I owe him, like, a whole financial history, but I don't know. Like, shouldn't this be something that I should tell him before we get more invested, I guess?
Well, have you had serious future talks yet?
I mean, he's casually mentioned, you know, that, oh, we might have to talk about marriage someday, but it's definitely nothing that's going to be happening anytime soon.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's just something that's weighing on me. I'm kind of scared.
You feel like it's a big secret or something?
Exactly. I just don't want to keep it to myself. And then let's say it's this red flag or this deal breaker for him. Right. I don't want it to affect what we've been building together.
Well, first of all, I would let yourself off the hook a little bit. It sounds like you're doing things to try to improve the situation. It's not like it's like that and you just don't care and you don't feel the need to try to get yourself out of it. You're doing the work.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
you're jobs. Yeah.
Sitting around and just hoping to win the lottery. I mean,
right.
So
yes.
Right.
So kudos to you for that. I would be easy on yourself when it comes to that.
Oh, well, thanks.
And he shouldn't look at that as a deal breaker.
I kind of agree with Kelly. Like, I don't see it as a deal breaker. But yeah, I mean, there is probably a window where you should be like, yeah, you know, when you say let's go Dutch, I don't know if I can do that. Kelly, how do you bring something like that up?
Well, I think if he's starting to talk about, all right, getting married, merging your households, that's when you start getting transparent with that kind of stuff. I don't know if we do that beforehand or not. I don't really know when the right time is to do that. How long have you guys been together?
It's been about 9 months.
Nine months. Okay.
All right. Well, the good news is, well, Kelly and I are not experts in anything, really. But we have a bunch of people texting us already to kind of help give you a pathway forward, which really this is what it's all about. So hopefully, you know, you can get some good advice and, you know how to approach it with your boyfriend.
Yes, I totally get it. You do need to reveal that, but I think in the right time and when you are getting serious about planning your future together.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and if he's the right guy, you know, he'll be like, yeah,
we'll work through it. Let's tackle this together.
Yeah. We'll work through it. It'll be fine. So,
thanks.
And,
I hope so.
Yeah. And I get it that the whole pride thing for you, you're like, hey, I don't want to sit here and ask him for money. That's not what I'm trying to do, but like, you're just trying to work through your own stuff. And we commend you for that. So things will get better, Penny. All right.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Several people are like, you know, it's too soon right now to do it. Unless you're living together or sharing finances or engaged, too soon.
Yeah, that's what Trina says. She said, some things are meant to be kept private. Money is 1,000,000% in the top three of that list. Keep working on it in private. That way, when the time does come around for you guys to have those conversations where it's going to be maybe living arrangement or engagement, at least it may be improved, won't be as negative as it feels right now.
Okay.
That's a really good point.
All right. How did you work through that? Okay. 502-795-1997, because I don't think Penny's situation is unique.
No, Allison says I was in a similar situation. We'll find out what she has to say coming up.
All right. That's on the way. Your stories, group therapy on 99.7 DJX. To some, bringing up to your partner that you're in financial debt could be worse than telling your partner you cheated.
Oh, wow. Really?
It's 99.7 DJX. So for Penny, our listener who we just got off the phone with, she is trying. She's trying. She's got a full-time job. She's even got a part-time job. She's still in debt. She, you know, bad credit. Her boyfriend, on the other hand, of 9 months, is great. He's financially doing all right. He's got good credit. She's like, when do I bring this up?
Right, because they're not necessarily talking about the future just yet, but could be. Allison says on Facebook, I was in a similar situation with my now fiance. My credit score was absolutely awful when we first met, and his was always great. I had that conversation with him, and we made a plan together and prioritized my finances. 5 years later, my credit score is almost 200 points better.
Nice.
And he never, ever made me feel bad about it.
Nice.
You should definitely tell him and come up with a plan together.
Yeah, like we said, if he's the right person, he's going to help with you. I mean, not like bail you out, but help.
Right.
And so that's a big thing. This person wanted to remain anonymous, but said, my wife was in the same situation as Penny was.
Yeah.
And when we were dating, she brought up her finances when we started talking about her moving in with me. And I was happy she did. Once she moved in, we looked over everything together and got her back in a better place.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes. So maybe, you know, the next time he does make any sort of reference to you guys down the road together, maybe that's when you bring it up and just say, listen, I, you know, something's been on my mind. I want to be fully transparent with you, especially if you're thinking long term. This is a situation.
Yeah. Oh, poor. Got a message from Katie. That's why I'm still single and 40. Don't want to burden anyone with my poor financial decisions.
Oh, Katie, hang in there.
Just need a sugar daddy. Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, and like I said, that this is a tough call to do. Like to
admit it
to yourself.
Yes,
to admit it to yourself that you know what? I thought it was good. I thought I was bailing myself out. I thought it was in a better place, but I just can't.
Well, yeah, Lisa's I had a friend who just went through her second divorce. Both men said she lied about her debt. At some point, you have to be honest. My friend's in complete denial that her debt's a problem. So I think the fact that you acknowledge it and you're working to correct it speaks volumes.
There are some people that were asking, how does he not know you work two jobs? No, I mean, I think he knows you work two jobs and works hard. He may just not know why or you know what the situation is. You know, I know plenty of people who work more than one job who aren't in financial trouble.
Sure.
So
yeah. And Tia says on Facebook, work on your credit, pay off your debt. If things get more serious, you can tell them where you were and hopefully how far you've come.
Now Tish does bring up a good way to approach it on text. Says, just be honest, say I'm feeling insecure about something, and then explain, I wanted to tell you, so I'm being fully honest. You know, I think especially if you approach it like that, he's going to think something like you cheated. And so when you hit him with the money thing,
it's going to be a relief.
He'll be like,
Oh, okay, no problem. We can fix that.
Okay, we can figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Like if you approach him with the,
I want to be honest about something. You're automatically thinking secret husband, boyfriend,
yeah.
What's happening?
Yes, I know.
Yes.
You're thinking it's something about relationship and you're unfaithful or something. And if you're like, yeah, I'm in a bit of debt, you know, and then he's like,
they're like, okay. It's fine.
All right, we'll figure that out. All right. Well, Penny, hopefully this has given you some directions forward.
Yeah, and helping you relax a little bit. I know you feel pretty
stressed.
Worried about it, that it could be a deal breaker. I don't think none of us think it's going to be a deal breaker.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, definitely before you get engaged, that should probably be a conversation that has, not to put the cart before the horse, but.
Right.
You know, anyways. All right. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.
Yeah.
All right. It's Outlander Oki. For those of you who don't know, there is a show called Outlander. It's set in Scotland. It's time travel. It's romance. It's violence. It's for over 17.
It's sassy, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to play Outlander Oki, introduce you to Amy from Eminence. Hi there, Amy.
Hi.
Amy's,
are you familiar with this? Are you a super fan of the series?
Yes, I absolutely loved the Leprechaun karaoke, and I love Outlander, so.
Oh, what a bonus.
Yeah, so this is going to be similar to Leprechaun karaoke. Outlander Oki is going to feature an angry Scot interpreting pop songs, okay?
Great.
Amy's 5'7", has brown hair, is an accountant, and has been married 21 years. All right, you ready?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. We're all ready.
All right. Okay. All right, here we go. First one, Outlander Oki. Identify this song.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promised him that you're different and everyone makes mistakes. Yep. But just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy.
Anything yet, Amy?
Uh-huh. Where's my husband?
Let's continue on a little bit more.
Just a little bit more, yeah.
Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby. Please. Please, please, don't prove I'm right.
Do you know it?
I know, Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
It's Sabrina Carpenter. Please, please, please.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Please, yes, please, 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 Sabrina Carpenter.
And please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice.
See, there you go.
That's a lie.
It's the angry Scott interpreting songs. All right,
That's great.
So now that you're warmed up, Amy, here's the next one, okay? You ready?
Okay.
All right, yeah. Next one. Outlander Oki.
In the city. Remember you used to drive a Yukon. I pick up whenever you call. In the parking lot in Tucson, like, oh, are you with me?
Do you know? Do you have a guess yet?
Oh, my God. No.
He said it.
All right.
He said the title.
Let's continue on a little bit more.
In the Phantom with the roof gone, I pull up like Jimmy Neutron. I can help you get a move on like a U-Haul. And I know. Oh, you like to go slow.
Anything yet?
But we could go faster. Tell me the password. Slide City. Slide City. You know what that means.
I know the song. I just don't know the girl.
What's the song?
Something about the city.
Did you say Yukon by Justin Bieber?
I think that's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's exactly
all right. All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. Amy, you're doing terrible, by the way.
This is great, though. But the angry Scott is doing great.
The angry Scott. All right, we'll do one more, all right? The angry Scott, Outlander Oki. Listen, Amy, if you don't get this. Okay. All right, here we go. Next one.
Okay. Baby, where the hell is my husband?
Where's my husband?
What's taking him so long to find me? Oh, baby, where the hell is my lover? Getting down with another. Tell him if you see him, baby. If you see him, tell him. He should holler.
Just, you can hear the emotion.
Yes.
In that performance.
All right. Amy, we're going to...
Excellent job.
Yeah, it's our angry Scott on staff. He also helps us with Leprechaun Karaoke, too.
He's
so
very versatile.
He is versatile.
Can you hear the versatility in the performance?
In the Celtic Isles, that's for sure. All right, listen, Amy, we're going to end there. You did terrible, but we're going to hook you up anyways, okay?
Jesus, I don't know what's going to make me pee more, the Leprechaun or her not knowing any of these super easy songs.
Oh, Amy, I love it. All right, hang tight, Amy. Hang tight. Yeah, sure,
Not a Leprechaun, Angry Scott.
Angry Scott. That's right.
Yes.
It's an Angry Scott. Outlander Oki on 99.7 DJX. I mean...
That was magical.
I don't know if we do it again or not, but...
Yeah, we do. 100% we do.
The Angry Scott.
Heartbreak is one thing. My ego's another.
All right, it's Sabrina Carpenter. So this weekend, we're getting together with some friends. They're like, hey, we'll do pizza. And we're like, cool. We'll pick it up on the way. So we drive over. I walk in to get the pizza for this you know, night that we're having. They're like, it's under our name. Cool. So I say, hey, it's I'm here for this person. And they're like, yep, no problem. It's right here. It's ready. Here you go. And they hand me the three boxes. And Kelly, it's two very, very small, like personal sized boxes.
Oh.
And then one that's like kind of medium size. And then there's like a styrofoam container that has salad in it, right? And I'm like, there are
Did they get the size wrong?
Yeah, I know. I was like, man.
Is this gonna feed everybody?
There are four adults here. And so I like, I ask, I'm like, this is for, and such? Yeah. And I look at the ticket and it says the name. And I'm like, this says the name.
And then you don't want to call and risk them being, yeah, what's wrong?
And I look at it and I look back at like the rack that has all the other pizzas on it. And I'm like, is it possible that they may have put the ticket on the wrong boxes of pizza because
or there's another name that's the same?
Yeah, exactly. And I go back and forth and look at it like three times. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe they have other things over at their house. And
because
maybe,
I'm going to be hungry.
I don't know. So I walk out to the car and I meet my wife and I'm like, here's what I picked up. I'm like, it doesn't look like enough. We're going to have like a pizza tasting. Instead of like have pizza and like play cards, like
we'll have two bites,
right, exactly. And so she's like, "Huh, that's interesting." And so she goes, "I tell you what, I'll do. I'll text a photo of the boxes, and I'll be like, on our way."
Yep, got the food.
Right. So
that's good. That's a good plan.
So she did, and you know,
and then if something's wrong, they'll be like, "Wait a second, that doesn't look like the right order."
Right.
Or,
exactly.
That's not enough. We didn't get order that. Yeah.
Right. They'll be like, "Oh, there should be like six more boxes or whatever."
And right.
So nonetheless,
or bigger boxes.
Nonetheless, she takes the photo. Everything seems okay, and driving from the pizza place to the house, we cannot get over it. It's
well,
like
then you're like, do we stop and get something else for us?
I know. I was
did
like,
we just pick up their family's food?
I was like, should we just order more here and wait? And she's like, no, then it'll take too long. I don't know. And so we're just driving. We're like, oh gosh, this is so strange. Maybe they like misheard the order or something. I don't know. So anyways, so we get there, knock on the door. They open the door and they go, oh, well, where's your pizza?
Oh.
They had
order anything for you?
No.
Oh, that and is so miscommunication.
It was definitely miscommunication because we had assumed, oh, hey, let's do pizza, that they were going to order pizza and
for everybody. Like you place one big order for everybody, then you kind of can divide it and Venmo each other.
Right.
Exactly. That's what everybody does.
Sure. And she was like, well, didn't you think it was strange that I didn't ask you what your pizza order was? And we were like, well, I mean, maybe you knew that we were not picky at all and we would eat anything. Like, we didn't know. And, you know, this person has some dietary restrictions. And it was like, this pizza didn't have any dietary restrictions to it. And so fast forward, it's literally, they're like, well, you can share our personal
oh gosh,
that's what happened.
Oh no.
And so they got like fruit out and they're
trying to scrounge to see what else they got.
There's like, we have some random like crackers and cheese.
Oh,
here's some fruit. And then
did you just run back out real quick and go get something?
No, we said oh, we'll just order somewhere. They're like, no, it'll be fine, we'll just share. And so both of us we like felt bad because, you know, personal pizzas, there are four little slices of pizza.
And you know your friends were planning on eating
all the entire thing.
Yes. And so now everyone's going to be a little hungry.
And so I was like, all right, well, I'll just have one little slice here, I guess. And my wife was like, I'm not really hungry. I'm not going to eat anything.
Oh gosh.
It was so funny and awkward at the same time because it was a total miscommunication of, oh, hey, let's get pizza. And then,
even if they were unsure of what you like, they'd just say, hey, what do you guys like? I'll place a big order and then you can, we'll figure out how to share it, how to split it.
I'll know next time to clarify okay, yes. Hey, should we order pizza too?
Yes, but Mason from E-Town is like, listen, if you say come over, we're having pizza, you get all of it. That's that you were right, correct to understand I that mean, was what was happening.
That was kind of the assumption, but
that's the etiquette. But, or you just say, we'll place our order. You guys go ahead and get what you want.
Right.
Thanks so much for picking it all up.
Right, right. But just, you should have seen my face when I was standing there holding these little tiny personal pan pizza boxes in my hand going,
that's confusing. That doesn't look like enough for adult men.
I know, and I'm sitting here going, I could crush both of these personal pan pizzas myself. I'm not a huge person, but I can eat some food. Like, yes, I know how to eat some food.
And like Amy says, she said, if anyone is ever coming over, food or not, I have enough to feed an army, just in case.
I mean, they ended up like pulling together, you know, some fruit and, like I said, some stuff. And so we were fine. Like, and the salad was pretty filling, too.
Listen, but again, Trina's like, why would you only offer to pick up their pizza? How are they understanding that you're not thinking that you're getting food for you too?
I think they assumed that we were going to be picking up our food too.
That is so bizarre. Have you like never done this with this family before? Was this a new experience? Or have you guys
We've gotten together before.
Have you ever done the food thing before together?
Apparently not.
Okay. That's also surprising. Like, if anyways, this is not a new, you know.
No, it's not a new concept.
Household that you've been hanging out in.
Right, and it's not a new concept of saying, hey, come over, we'll play cards, we'll do pizza.
Okay, so the last time that worked out, did they provide pizza for everybody? Do you remember how that worked?
I don't remember.
How could this have massively gone sideways?
I don't think we've ever done pizza at their place before. I think I don't think we have.
Hysterical.
Completely sideways. I'm standing there. I'm just like, this just doesn't look right.
But even if there's a question, you say, hey.
And fast forward.
Because not everybody has the same pizza taste, right?
Yeah, sure.
People like different toppings, all the things. So at the very least, you're asking, what do you guys like?
Yeah.
What do you want? How did they not ask that question? And how did you not think to volunteer it? Whatever you guys like, we'll like it too.
That
would be also the hint that we're going to eat your order with you.
There were a lot of assumptions being made.
There were.
There were a lot of assumptions, and it turned out wrong.
And you guys ended up having to have some late night snack.
I know. It was like we left, and Elizabeth and I are driving home, and we're like, let's see.
Hey, what drive thru's open right now?
You want to run through Taco Bell or something? Like, yes. What do you want to do?
We need fourth meal. Let's do that.
So anyways, that's
bless their hearts, and they probably felt so awkward. But again, how did you not think about that or work it out, ask the questions when you are going to host people at your house?
I know. Again, assumptions were made.
Did we even talk about beverages? Are you bringing your own beverages? Especially when adult beverages are involved.
We did. We brought some beverages by.
Okay, well, at least you did. You had that covered.
Anyways.
Bless your hearts.
Trina texts in and says, imagine they're listening now. You know what? I told them. I was like, well, you gave me something to talk about on Monday. So they know. They know they're getting thrown under the bus.
Well, we're all learning here. You know, I'm sure you're not the only people on planet Earth to be in that situation.
what's the story behind your wrong order? Like I said, this isn't really a wrong order per se, but it's kind of a backwards way of a wrong order because we just
miscommunication.
My wife and I just didn't order for us.
Right. But again, you made a normal assumption. Yeah. All of us agree we would have made too.
Anyways, 502-795-1997. I have...
Your wife's solution was genius too, but they're just like, great. So you're okay.
I know. She was like, here, I'll text them a photo. This doesn't look right. I'll text them a photo. They were like, yeah, you got our pizza. This is great.
But then you can't follow up and say, is that enough?
Does that look right? Does that look right to you?
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh shoot. I have to share also an epic brother-in-law story of mine that we talk about 10 years later.
And, oh, wow.
And it involves a wrong order. So we'll get to that and some of your stories on the way, too. So what's the story behind your wrong order? It's 99.7 DJX. So this is a story that we bring up just about every single year. On vacation, my family gets together. We all vacation together, and it's this little town off of Lake Erie. And so, up there, there was this really cool little like mom and pop restaurant that sold these great fish tacos and like sweet potato fries. And so every year, like it started as a food truck and then turned into like a store. And so we were so happy to see it like develop and everything like that. And so we'd always make it a point to like order from them every time we'd go up there, right? And so my brother-in-law is like, hey, I'll get the fish tacos and the sweet potato fries, you know, for the family. And, you know, it's like an order of like, you know, 12 tacos, you know, four big orders of sweet potato fries, because the sweet potato fries come in like pretty large portions, right? And so my brother-in-law apparently ordered 40 orders of sweet potato fries.
Was this like fat fingers on an app or something?
No,
or
no.
They just misheard him on the phone?
Yeah, exactly. So he goes to pick up the order that was supposed to be like those fish tacos and like four orders of sweet potato fries. And the one guy working, the owner-operator, is in the back and he's like, it'll be a little bit, you know, you're wiping me out of sweet potatoes. And my brother-in-law's like, wiping you out of sweet potatoes.
With four orders?
Yeah.
Sorry,
I was like, all right. And then like the guy makes a comment. He's like, oh, I mean, 40 orders was a lot. And he was like, oh, wait, not 40. And so apparently he had gotten probably 25 of the 40 orders together at that point. And so my brother-in-law is like, stop making.
Oh no.
I'll buy these because it was a mistake.
Gosh.
But I only ordered four. And so like it was something of like $150 worth of sweet potato fries.
Gosh.
Yeah. I know, it was wild. It was wild.
Those good as leftovers?
Well, we had plenty.
Okay.
And we were looking for recipes that involved sweet potatoes to like cut them up and put them in like a breakfast casserole in the morning or something like that. Yeah, exactly. But to this day, it was like 10 years ago, but to this day we're like, hey, Joe, make sure you tell them. Four orders.
So this was a made-to-order kind of a place.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have just, like, kept the extras, wait for someone else to say they want sweet potato fries.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it was one of those misheard and 40 orders of sweet potato fries
later. And that's unfortunate because your brother-in-law had to, like, pay for the mistake that wasn't necessarily his.
No.
The owner-operator just misheard.
Yep, but he did. He paid for them, and he brought home, like, so many of these orders of sweet.
Oh,
and we
my
were like,
gosh.
We were like, Joe, what is going on? He's like, I've got more in the truck.
Which, by the way, don't you get, like, a total? Like, shouldn't he have said, okay, well, that's going to run you about this much money. It'll be ready for you in such and such time. They didn't even give him a quote for the price, which would have been the first tip that, oh, something's a little wrong.
No, they just said, give us about an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, we've got several more to get to. The story behind your wrong order coming up here on 99.7 DJX. What's the story behind your wrong order? This all stems back to me meeting friends, my wife and I meeting friends for dinner and picking up the pizza. And it was only like two personal pan pizzas.
It was just for their family, not yours.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just assumed you were getting your own. That's great. Jamie says, I ordered party wings for what I thought was 10 people. Turns out it fed a small village. Oh. I ate chicken for 4 straight days.
Kind of similar to what my brother-in-law did.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. Jason ordered 1 scoop of ice cream online. Accidentally selected family tub. Showed up like a paint bucket. No regrets. Sure.
Oh, paint bucket worth? Wow.
I like that.
That's a lot. Amanda was hosting a book club, ordered 1 pizza per person. Everyone brought a guest. We ended up slicing each piece like it was a wedding cake. Same thing, not enough.
Oh, no.
Not okay. enough.
Yeah. Hannah, I thought I was ordering 12 balloons, ordered 12 bundles of balloons. Of course, I asked that they come inflated, so my house looked like it was trying to escape into the sky like up.
Oh, gosh, Tara ordered catering for my kid's birthday. Forgot the kids eat like grown men after cake.
Oh, no.
We ran out of food. Had to cut the cake early like it was an emergency protocol.
You know, it reminds me of my wedding, actually, my reception. I remember we had it late. We had a late wedding because we were trying to cut on or save on costs. And so we were like, all right, hey, we'll do it late so people will have already eaten dinner. And so we'll just get like apps. And we put that in the invite.
Okay. So you were transparent. Yeah. Apps provided.
Yeah. Apps provided.
Open bar.
But when we got there, literally when we got to our reception from the church, the apps all gone.
Yep.
People inhaled them.
Yep. So, and then you had nothing left to eat?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
So you didn't even order a meal for yourselves?
Nope.
Because I'm sure you didn't eat dinner before all the festivities.
No.
Poor Benji. Bless your heart. It's Michelle says she tried to be efficient, ordered groceries online, accidentally set the quantity to 10 for bananas. I thought it was asking me how many individual bananas I wanted. My kitchen looked like a smoothie startup.
That's funny.
With 10 bunches of bananas.
Comes in a big, one of those big crates things. Yeah.
They're really never sold in just individually at the grocery store. They're sold in bunches.
That's funny.
Oh, right. Sarah ordered shrimp. Yeah, for a romantic dinner. Misread the size. These shrimp were so small, it took me forever to peel them. Dinner took 2 hours and we were still hungry.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, last one. Wrong order stories. Rachel ordered a custom cake, didn't check the size, arrived the size of a manhole cover.
Oh, wow.
There were only 6 of us. Froze half of it. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? And I tell you, the banana story is why I don't really ever use ClickList or order groceries online, because I know I'm going to get the quantities wrong.
Yeah.
It's either going to be me. I have to go. I pick it. So that's the size I need. That's the product I need. Grab it myself. Put it in the cart.
All right. Hey, thanks for the stories on 99.70 JX. JX. All right. Let's do some dude knowledge. Introduce you to Tyler, who's celebrating a birthday today. Hi there, Tyler.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Thank you so much. What a present this would be to see Miles Smith.
Yes, Miles Smith tickets up for grabs. He's very excited. It's dude knowledge. Tyler's 5'10", has blue eyes. He's single and ready to mingle. So
love it.
If you win these tickets, Tyler, then you'll be able to take someone special, I'm sure.
You can host your own little bachelor, online competition to see who gets to go to the concert with you.
All right.
Hey, I totally could do that. That sounds good.
Yes!
All right, Tyler, all these questions, dude knowledge, 5 questions, they all have, they're all questions that are geared towards guys. So
you should do really well. You are a guy.
You should. All right, here we go. Let's see how you do. Question number 1.
I hope so.
Stetson is a brand that is known for making what? Stetson.
Oh, my gosh. Is it cowboy hats?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. Yep, for sure.
They also have cologne, don't they? Stetson cologne.
Yes, but hats was basically what I was looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. Good job. We were 1 for 1, Tyler. Here we go. Next question, dude knowledge. John Shire is the head coach for which team?
Oh, he's the head coach for Texas?
No.
Okay, I didn't get that.
No, it's fine.
You knew he was a head coach, though, right? That's good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I said head coach in the title.
See, he's really smart.
We were looking for Duke men's basketball.
Okay.
Too soon.
I'm not that good at sports. So.
It's all right.
Too soon.
I know, too soon, right. All right, Tyler, here we go. Next one. This is multiple choice, okay? Toro makes A, cars, B, lawnmowers, C, chainsaws. Toro.
It would be lawnmowers.
Lawnmowers is right. You got it.
Even I knew that. Yay!
All right, here we go. You're doing all right, Tyler. Here we go. Next question. Dude knowledge. What auto company manufactures the S60, the EX30, and the XC90? What auto company manufactures those? The S60.
Is it Volvo?
Volvo's correct.
Look at that.
I'm telling you what. Here we go. Last question. Dude knowledge, Tyler. What position does Travis Kelce play?
Oh, my gosh. I should know this. Crap. A tight end, I think.
Tight end, you think? Yes,
it is! He plays Taylor Swift's fiance.
He plays Taylor Swift's fiance. Yes, that's right. Tyler, congratulations. You win.
Awesome. Well, thanks to 99.7 DJX, I just won a nice present for my birthday.
Look at that. He's a pro already.
He's like, tell me what to say. I'll say it.
That's
all right.
Making a promo.
That's for sure. All right, Tyler, happy birthday. Hang tight. We're going to get more information from you. Okay, bud?
Okay, thanks.
All right, no worries.
I love that we gave him his first birthday present today. Also, that we made him earn it.
Yes! 100%! And you know what, Kelly? You always are like, guys! See, look at that!
These were good!
Tyler did it!
Good questions!
He got him right!
He got him right!
Because he's a dude!
He's a guy, right? But also, I was pretty good with those two.
Anyways.
Like, those were, that's the level we need to be at, except for the Duke guy. We don't care about Duke. Okay.
Okay, all right. Dude knowledge on 99.7 DJX. All right, going to play Justin Bieber UConn here in a sec on 99.7 DJX. Got a text from Renee who said, how is UConn a Justin Bieber song? She says, I like it, but he sings three words in the background and doesn't even give credits to the other person. At least on my radio, it doesn't. Who is the person singing most on the song? And it's actually all Justin Bieber.
He just kind of pitched up his voice a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Not sure why he decided to do that, because we all know he's got a really nice voice.
Yeah, I mean, you saw him do the song on the Grammys in his normal voice, just wearing his boxer shorts.
Right.
But in the single, the radio single, it's like
a
voice changer. Yeah, yes. For sure. It's a voice changer kind of like this.
In the city! Remember, you used to drive a Yukon.
Yeah, it's like that.
I pick up whenever you call. In the parking lot in Tucson, like, oh, are you with me?
See?
Just the angst in the voice.
That's right. That's our angry Scott, right? He's our Scotsman there. All right, here's Yukon. Side of the Bar story coming up. DJX. Setting the bar. If anybody knows Randall in Indiana, you may want to give him a nudge, say his time to shine is now. Of course, it's a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
So it's a don't do that.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a Bud Light truck and leading police on a high-speed chase, you're doing okay.
Randall, everyone's going to notice that.
Yeah.
What's our end game with that? What are we doing? Are we having a massive party? Are we going to go to the pawn shop? I think that none of that's going to work out well for you.
Right. There's nothing subtle about stealing a Bud Light truck.
Yeah, no, they're going to know.
So he saw them, you know, it parked there at a liquor store on Friday afternoon. And Randall got a weird hair up his butt and decided, you know what? I am going to take that truck. He refused to pull over when cops chased him down. They had to use those little strips.
The little spikes.
Yeah,
like
the little spikes to
the
even.
Tires,
yeah, exactly.
Make them stop that way.
Now, let's Randall see. Probably was maybe even enjoying a little of the Bud Light because his blood alcohol level was above the legal limit.
That probably did influence his decision.
Right. So, thankfully, no one was seriously injured.
That probably explains also why he didn't think through the end game. Like, where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going with this? What are you going to do? Are you just going to park it in the back yard of your house and have Bud Light for days? Like,
yes,
what are you doing?
Thinking, this is where I get my endless supply. It's going to be cheaper than going and continuously buying it from the liquor store.
Yeah. So, again, Randall, not the best decision maker there. And are setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a Bud Light truck, leading police on a high-speed chase, you're doing okay.
It's precious, he thought, that nobody would question that. It's really precious. Like, no one's going to go looking for the giant truck that has the label of the beer on it.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
They're just going to be like, oopsies.
Yeah, the call
we'll
into
go
the police,
get another one.
It's like, hey, there's a large semi that has Bud Light plastered all over the trailer of it. Someone took it. Oh, okay. Well, that's easy to spot.
Exactly.
Anyways, that's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Again, tell Randall. Well, I guess you're going to have to
I think Randall's figured it out by now.
Let's hope.
Maybe.
Let's hope. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Just reiterating, there is going to be a huge headache for everyone come June 1st, thanks to I-65 being closed in downtown.
Oh, no.
The two-month closure of I-65 in Louisville this summer. The closure will be 5 miles long as three aging overpasses are replaced.
Listen, you shut your mouth when you're talking to me, WHAS. Yeah, so I guess they're going to be they're going to be replacing and fixing all these bridges that are on I-65. You know,
that work done.
Yeah,
like, we want those to be safe.
We understand that
we
the bridges are important. Yes,
we also know it's not work that can be done in an afternoon or a week. That's going to take some time.
Right,
we understand that.
It's not like painting lines on a highway. It's major reconstruction. So anyways, they're going to be doing that. And apparently it's going to be June 1st to August, to the beginning of August. So,
and again, we realize thank you for doing it in the summer when kids are out of school. We think that you're trying to find like the least
the
impactful
window.
Time
right.
to do it.
The window.
But it's just too bad that people downtown who have jobs don't
stinks.
Get to just take months off to avoid the area altogether.
Yeah. So. We'll obviously remind you again before this happens, because I know if you're like me, you'll be like, oh, wow, that stinks, and then forget completely about
exactly.
it until it
yes.
affects you when
and
it's
then
closed.
You're like, what's up with this?
What's happening?
Like
exactly.
you've never heard of it before.
I know.
You're sucker punched.
I know. So we'll remind you again, because, again, like us,
it's going to be impactful.
Forget it. Yes.
Yes. Also, a big shout out to Julie texted in. We were talking about wrong orders earlier too. She said, I ordered a photo button of my daughter to wear at concession stands to make money for my daughter's cheer team. Didn't pay attention to the size. It was huge. By comparison, she showed a picture of it like against her husband's chest. It basically takes up one of his pecs.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's,
that's funny.
It's a good size. But she said also, shout out to my daughter's special abilities cheer team, the Gym Time Superstars. They were grand champions at 1UP Grand Nationals in Nashville over the weekend.
Nice.
And they are heading to Disney in early May for Summit Cheer Competition.
Love that.
So,
Love that.
Yeah, really cool. Congratulations.
All right. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show whenever, you can always send us a voice note. We'd love to get those. 502-795-1997. Otherwise, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.